put a good piece of lighter and get it lit at night, and when your fire is going down, sit up in the in your fireplace, mm-hmm. and you have light all around in your room there, and the smoke will still be going up the chimney.
Yeah. You ever heard of, like, if you didn't ran out of lamps or something, you made a lamp yourself by taking a can and putting some kerosene or something in it and a rag?
We used to use them back then. We called them, we used a bottle, called them flambeau.
Flambeau.
Get you a rag and a bottle of kerosene oil, maybe probably half full, and get that rag good and wet, put it down in there,
uh-huh.
and top of it come out of your bottle about that full, and
yeah.
you light it, and it won't burn down no further on the top of that bottle. You have your a cork in there, and it'll burn down there, and it'll just then continue to draw that oil out that bottle.
Mm-hmm.
We used to possum hunt with them flambeaux, and go fishing on the river at night with them flambeaux. We didn't have no lanterns on at that time. That's what we used for lights.
Talking about stove, if you have coal in the stove, and it burns down completely, it leaves this black stuff, you know, you gotta clean out.
Or the charcoal?
Uh-huh. I'm thinking of just the fine black stuff on the inside of the...
Soot?
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for.
Yeah, that's the soot.
And, maybe if you're burning something, some wood, and it burns, or say you can do this to paper, it burns down, and it's not black, it gets some really light color. You call that anything?
That's ashes.
Okay, what color are they usually?
The ashes is, would be white. The coal would be, coal is black, but the ashes is white. The ashes is used by making soap, lye soap.
How do you do that?
You know, in the olden days, my mother had made a many hopper for her to run that lye in.
What's a hopper?
It's what a might say we make it out of wood, and you have some cracks in it,
uh-huh.
like a large box, and you put them ashes in there, and then you take and pour your. She pour a little water in there. She'd save ashes probably all through the winter. She wasn't gonna make it much till spring of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Begin to pour a little water on there.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep pouring it. You drink it up to start with as fast as you pour it on there. To get the ashes get wet. When they get wet through and through, well then you have a little chaw come down under the box on that,
uh-huh.
where that water run down there and come out that chaw,
uh-huh.
and when it began to run out that little chaw we had